Hello and welcome to the Colin Geddes Show podcast. That's my radio voice. Oh, it's gone all floppy. Oh, just tighten it up there, even Sean.
Square in.
We're in Sean's house. Do you want to give out your address?
Well, you did over text, but that was only to Mickey.
I don't know what's more dangerous, everyone listening to this or just Mickey. Knowing your address.
Yeah, actually.
Turn up with some girl.
It could be easier.
This is something with tits and can I get in?
Mickey's, let's just jump straight into slagging off Mickey.
Is he en route? Would you say that?
Is he en route? He's never off route. He's flat out erect. But I'm glad he actually has a woman now.
Yeah.
Because if he brought one more fucking girl to Lavery's and went, this is bloody blah, and for me to pretend to go,
Nice to meet you for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Tony.
What up? Tits without a name. What up, tits with feet? Some of them were lovely, honestly.
Looking or...
Some of them were hot too, which freaks me out even more.
Mm-hmm. But then once you've been on TV, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially if you're on TV and then you hit Tinder.
Yeah.
Because you're instantly recognisable. Like, oh, that's your man. Does TV.
Especially when Mickey has the big monumental sign behind him.
Yeah.
On his Tinder picture.
Does he?
No, I'm joking.
Do you have Tinder?
No.
No.
I would love to download it though, just once, and just flick through it and go...
Yeah, but you never... I don't know, it's a bit creepy, I think.
Because
There are people doing some serious riding, like, just, you know, like, within minutes.
Really? That...
I've heard it. People I thought were gay, too. I was like, they fucking read a woman, are you sure it wasn't the gay... What's the gay one called? Grindr? See why I paused as if...
I thought you were thinking of your gay friend. Like, what's the gay one called?
Yeah, you call that gay, can't I know?
Cecil
the gay.
But do you think, like, from... This is going to sound like I'm really fucking old, but when you were younger and you were, like, on the dating scene or whatever, it was... Like, you meet a girl and you knew nothing about her.
Yeah.
Whereas now you type her name into Facebook or whatever and you have her fucking favourite movie, her favourite meals and stuff. Do you know what I mean? You could be Romeo on the first date and you could
just
be...
Just pretend, like, yeah. I don't know if you like this, but I made a risotto.
Yeah.
I love risotto! I've seen 14 pictures of it on Tinder.
I thought we'd watch The Jungle Book tonight. Have you ever seen it?
Knickers are off.
Yeah. So easy, like.
There's a jungle in my cacks. It's weird. It just seems creepy. I'm weird. Like, I'll talk about some horrific shit in graphic detail, but when it comes to, like, seedy writing, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Mainly because maybe that's me being a full creep going, don't do that, you'll go to jail the way I'm scared about going to jail and things like that. I don't know what it is. You're not allowed to do it because I'm not allowed to do it because I look like this and wouldn't get away with it. Imagine if I was on Tinder, had a nice wee smiley face, and someone's like, oh my god, do you want to call around? And I arrived at the door like this. Right.
What, topless?
Just, yeah. With an erection like I am now.
That's why the mic won't stay up. It's just the fucking table slanted. The big rock hard. Anyway.
Rock hard cock. I was talking to Woodsy about this the other day, but I've seen it freaked me out that much, I'll talk about it again. It was on Vice.com, and it was a video about the future of sex, and you could get this thing, and say you were like my wife, right? You take the dick end of this toy, so it's like a dildo thing, and I take the other one that's like a Pringles tube that I put my dick in, that has all machines inside it. So you can be in a different country and we do it via Skype where you got this wee dick shaped thing going, and I've got my dick in the Pringles tube on the other side of the world, but I can feel the movements you're doing on the dick shaped thing.
Fucking hell. That's...
But then you've got to carry that on holiday.
Yeah.
What's that?
If that goes off in your luggage, it's going through fucking checkout. Jesus Christ.
And you've it on and some woman at the fucking security's taking it, just shaking it about. Banging on the table and all.
So what's the female one? The female one's like a dildo, is it?
So you could actually put it inside you. But you know what women are like? You'd be sitting in one country with your dick in it going, oh, let's go. And she's watching Hollyoaks. Just not even, you know, like old women knit, but they don't even pay attention to it. She's just fucking...
It's like one of them sex lines. isn't it?
Yeah.
You phone up and they're all, she's all, I'm wearing this and I'm wearing that, and she's just fucking kind of breastfeeding a fucking 12-year-old. Is it?
There was one of those where the guy phoned up and it was on Channel 4 actually, and the girl was like, oh yeah, you like that, you dirty bastard, you know? And she goes, I'm so wet. You know what she was doing? She was painting her kitchen. So she just put the brush inside the bucket and just, like, on the edge of the bucket. I'm sorry for that noise. On the edge of the thing, she was, I'm so wet. Kiss my big fat ass. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you ever see the one of the fella rang up and he filmed himself talking? He was just asking her about biscuits. Like, what's her favourite biscuit? And she was just trying to be really as if she was saying something dirty in the camera, but she wasn't. She was just answering his question about what's the favourite type of biscuits you'd fucking,
yeah, and she's like
dipping her muff,
throwing her arse around going, yeah,
probably digestives.
But why is Babe Station still alive? Like,
I have no idea. It's, I don't know, maybe it's something to do with fucking the job centre. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you can't get a job and they're like, get the tits.
What'd
out
you there? Do Babe Station?
But who's ringing it? Like, some fucking losers.
I know
it's weird as shit. Isn't it? Because you could watch the most depraved shit on your phone at work now. You know what I mean? Like,
for
why,
free as well.
Why have you phoned this girl up? There was a girl on Babe Station who was on one of the Big Brothers at one stage.
Right.
I don't remember her name. I might have to do a few Googles there. But
I'm sure a few of the listeners would Google it for you.
If you're going to go on Big Brother, it's probably less hassle just to pull your tits out on.
Yeah.
On Babe Station. There was a time whenever someone did a joke about it too, and it was one of those jokes where you're like, fuck, but like someone was watching it and the girls, her knickers went to the side and her fucking slice fell out and someone complained about it, and I can't remember who did the joke, like who's watching that going, oh, like I love tits, and then it goes, oh, yeah.
That's too far,
put that vagina away. Even though a second ago the only thing covering it was that fucking like shoelace.
I don't know. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Who actually, like, even today with technology being as great as it is, and with you talking about the whole fucking dildo thing and the dick thing, like, just everything's getting so much greater and bigger that, I don't know. Soon, I think it'll get to the point where people, they don't even need relationships or girlfriends. You probably put on glasses and you fucking,
that's the way it's go.
20 not, celebrities,
yeah,
just dancing on your fucking face.
Have you not seen that? What it used to be, like an 80s, was it Oculus Rift or something?
Right.
You get one of them, like a big fucking welding mask thing, yeah, that you put on, and it's the graphics in it are ridiculous. Like, and you get, I was on that same thing. You had this fucking, like a big silicone arse. You know what I mean? Like a big fake wobbly arse, mm-hmm, with a wee fucking fleshlight in it, and he's just grabbing it, just fucking the life out of it with these goggles on, and you're like, if the game could, you know, like with these 3D things, and it's like fucking Scarlett Johansson walks in the room and bends over and you're just riding this fucking art. It was so funny because it was literally just like, you know, like the top end of a hamstring, big fat arse, bit of a back, and it just disappeared. You know what I mean? It was like a fucking footrest, and so like, and he's just walking away on it. Bah.
It's crazy.
Surely that would be better than just, yeah, anyone you know, some Tinder match that you've got.
It makes you wonder, like, in a few years, Joe, with the amount of shit that has went on through technology getting bigger and bigger, it makes you wonder what will be developed to in the next 50 to 100 years. Yeah. I'd say China's probably developed something like that already.
And Japan, they love it.
Aye.
The creepy cunts.
Yeah.
They are the creepiest. You know, I was going to do some sort of material about that, the fact that if you watch any Japanese porn, they blur out the pubes.
Really?
They blur out a minge, yet, you know, what's she doing? She's stuffing an octopus in her shitter. Don't show her vagina, though. Yeah. That's indecent.
Fuck's sake.
And they're all being raped. You know what I mean? There's no there's no Japanese girls, and, oh yeah, back my pussy. They're all just going, ah! And all the fellas have wee tiny dicks, and you're like, you wouldn't even notice that.
That's something that I can healthily say I've never seen Japanese porn.
You can healthily say that?
Yeah.
I can unhealthily say I've seen everything you could fucking probably bring up. I talked about this before, and immediately got like a load of response, people going, why did you make me Google it? You know, Lecky sent me this video one day, and it said, I was on the phone too, so I just clicked the link on the message. And it said, it says you can do better than that or something. And the first clip was like, you know, a girl with a fucking load of snooker balls up her arse, and they all just plop, 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 fall out. What? And then it cuts to this guy, and it looks like they lifted it from like Saved by the Bell, you know, like an 80s or 90s fucking thing. And the guy goes, I think we can do better than that. Cuts back, the girl's got like what looks like a bin bag full of like jelly snakes, like sweets, up her arse. They come out, her arse is about the size of a frisbee, plunk. Goes back to the guy, I think we can do better than that. And it just keeps getting more and more ridiculous, to the point where there's a girl on a boat with a big oil lump arse, and by this stage I don't know what's been in it, but it is just like enormous, you know what I mean, like a bucket full of just chicken bits. And this other girl is just like fucking punching it like she's hitting a heavy bag, and it's just going in and out of her arse. And it just kept getting worse and worse. I think we can do better than that. It's by that stage, you're just fucking just being sick and fucking.
I just thought you were going to say something like, if the the snooker ball's popping out of her arse and the bag goes, we can do better than that. It's like Jim Davidson waiting on the big snooker table and just fucking pops them out into into the pockets.
John Virgo picks it up, polishes it.
The fucking Big Break theme. Brilliant. Jim Davidson. Paddy McGuinness in it. It's his next venture.
Yeah. Think Jim Davidson gets a bad rap?
I don't know. I think people's perspective is starting to change on him a bit. You know, from a few of the things I've heard recently, that he hangs about with gay lads and all now, I think. I don't know if that's sort of this help his reputation, but
I just don't think, like, I don't know. There's something that, like, he's as a comedian, it's a bit like the fucking Bernard Manning thing. Is there a better joke teller? Maybe not. But it was just that they were racist as fuck. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Jim Davidson's kind of like, he's probably a good comedian, but he just goes down the wrong fucking route sometimes.
Definitely. He should have retired, I think, when that all just started to phase out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was a time when racist humour was huge, so in England especially, the working men's clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
But now it's, you can't even say the N-word, do you know what I mean, now, without somebody reporting you, like.
You can do it if you do it cleverly, like. But like that Louis C.K. fucking nigger faggot cunt bit. If you're gonna, but again, that's like a Lenny Bruce trick. If you're gonna say one thing, say it all. Like, say all the fucking offensive shit in one go. I don't know. It's weird, like.
No, you could talk all day about like racism and stuff like that. Like, I think.
Keep talking her to check this phone.
Yeah, I think you should be allowed to say the N-word, do you know what I mean? As long as you're not saying it to a guy who has his hands tied to a sink. Do you know what I mean? I think as long as you're not saying it in that sort of slavery way, or you're relating to slavery.
Yeah.
It's like, if somebody says to me, you white cunt, I'd be all, and what? Do you know? Yeah. It's like going, oh, you're wearing a fucking black jumper today. You're like, I know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's all intent.
Yeah, it's like we were saying about the Radio 1 stuff. Did we talk about that in the podcast? No. The what's it called? Innuendo Bingo?
Innuendo Bingo, yeah.
It's like when it's taken out of context, then it's something completely different. But if you're saying it with no intent and with no fucking, so like you've obviously...
No context, it's not in it context.
It means nothing, do you know what I mean? It means whatever he's saying. If you're offended by something, just fucking don't listen to it, or turn the channel, or do whatever you need to do. Just fucking distance yourself from it. Like, I wouldn't go on the YouTube and comment under every beheading video that I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I would just not fucking
Google it. It is weird, however, that YouTube, you can host a video where someone's getting their head cut off, yet you couldn't show a tit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The censorship law, like, the Kim Kardashian thing, if you posted that, break the internet shit with her hole. If you posted that, you got it reported.
What's this, on Twitter or on...
On Facebook. Because I posted it and made some shitty joke, like everyone did. And it got reported. That was the break the internet thing, because her bare hole was out.
Yeah.
There was that. But, I've watched... Some of the shit I've watched on Facebook's grim, like.
Yeah.
I watched the fucking Mexican drug cartel guy get his fucking head cut off with a chainsaw.
Fuck.
That I thought was fake. It looked like a zombie movie. I was like, what the fuck is that? Whack. Blood everywhere. And, like, you can watch that. Like, what's going to fuck you up more? Kim Kardashian's arse or this cunt getting his head cut off?
Well.
if you were a kid.
Who knows?
It's a shame her arse is attached to her, like, because you just, you could do nothing but hate fuck it to death.
You'd make one of them fucking, the things you said, like the dildo, like the Pringles tube.
Yeah.
And then just fucking drive over to your car constantly.
I just resent the fact that they're famous.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. Joey Essex. What the fuck is he like?
Just a
kill
fucking,
yourself?
I don't know.
Some of the people, like, even the people that, like, I'm sure you've gigged around and bumped into comedians and you're like, they're really fucking good comedians and dead on people. Yet you watch, like, a, you know, like a fucking panel show and you're like, who are these cunts?
Yeah.
Where do they find them?
I know.
Like, see, nice in Glasgow and you gig in the stand, there'd be some guy emceeing that was like funnier than any fucking comedian you'd hear over here, like.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's only hosting on a fucking Tuesday and he's killing it.
I know. It's
mental, like, I don't know.
It's like what we were talking about with Dapper Laughs and stuff too, isn't it? It's all the same thing, like.
Yeah, he's only like got that show because he was popular, but he wasn't popular. Being popular on Vine is like totally different.
Yeah,
because it's like, it's kind of like that thing of like, say you went up, you were at a comedy gig, and you went up next. He's a really funny guy, da 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 da, Sean Hegarty, and you went up. It's a comedy night, so they're expected to be really funny. Say you were trying like new stuff, and a few ones didn't land. People be going, that's not good enough.
Mm.
Now, if you did a fucking after dinner speech at a wedding and dropped a few jokes, people would be killing themselves because they're not expecting that that to be really funny. That's not your job, to just be hitting fucking punchlines all the time.
Yeah.
And it's the same with Vine. A lot is forgiven because it's only 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You see a thing and you go, that's mildly interesting. But it's away before you get time to think about it. Do that fucking whatever amount of times in a show and you're going, what is this wank that I've sat down to fucking watch here? This is dog shit.
It's even like, you never see comedians really doing well on Vine either, because it's I think it's just completely different style of humour. Do you know what I mean? I think even if you make videos all the time, doing Vine is something completely different too. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're appealing, it's like you're a fucking, it's like when we're doing comedy, where Nirvana or fucking Queens of Stone Age, I know they're not in that type of music, but naming big bands, like, and then Vine is just like One Direction, so it's just fucking whatever we 10-year-olds or 11-year-olds have.
Like, there's a knack to making something come across in 6 seconds, but it doesn't matter that you can do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, there's nothing I hate more than turning on Vine and it's just some wee dick with his hair just done, who's just singing with his top off for 6 seconds, just giving it loads into his phone.
And he's a million followers.
Yeah.
That fucking drives me insane, all that shit, because it's like, there was one guy, I scrolled past it, there's two of them drove me fucking insane. One of them was this guy with his fucking hair all straightened, and he was being, this is what cracks me up about, like, fellas now. You don't, you know, when, I'm sure when we were that sort of age, like 16, 17, 18, you wanted to be cool as fuck.
Mm.
You wanted, like, I want to be cool, and you pretend that you're cool, and you fucking, yeah, I do, and we play football and rugby, and try and, you know, fucking play guitar, just summon some dick. You're just doing something. Yeah. Whereas these fellas are going, like, the other way, where it's like, I'm going to be vulnerable and super cute and fucking bite my lip and all, and you're going, I'm going to fucking rape you in the face.
It's
beyond
painful. See, as well, like on Instagram, when you see people, like fellas, like pouting their lips in photos, I just want to fucking smash my phone off the wall.
It drives me insane. I hate it. But there was one of these guys, and he was like, it was like he was having a pretend fucking conversation with this girl, and he's like, hey, I think you're really cute, and he like bites his lip and all, and you're going, and you know there's like some fat wee girl lying in bed going, I hate me. And you're just like, what's the point in that?
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, we're meeting up at fucking Bloody Blads, you know, $50 a ticket, and he's a fucking millionaire from just going, hey girl, you're cute. And then you go to the live show and you go, what do you do?
I know.
Now that it's not 6 seconds, I'll just dance about like a faggot. I said it.
Hit the nail on the head there.
That is what a faggot is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about being gay anymore.
I know gay people would just fucking rape you to death.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's just, it drives me insane. There's another one, there's some wee guy singing. Like, you know, like the second your balls drop, if you have any, your voice is gone. Like,
yeah.
It's just, what was the one? There's one I seen, the guy was about 14, and he's going, man, you guys do not treat women right. If I had a if you were my girlfriend, just let you know, I would make you watch the movies that I like. If you were on your period, I would bring you chocolates. And if you, even if you had a kid, I would love that kid. And all this here shit. And you're going, have you even had a wank yet? Because the second you do, that's just going to, yeah, out of the fucking, out of your mind. Out of your fucking mind.
I just have no time for them. Like, you, it's so annoying that that's what it's coming to. Like, that's what our kids are probably going to be like. Do you know what I mean?
Don't know.
That's, well, not if you can help it, but...
You're free, you can't have them out fucking...
Not have them out fucking. You just leave it there.
Go out there and fucking sling one in there.
Tender under 12s.
Yeah, oh man, it's just crazy. How do you even do that? Someone put up on Facebook the other day, don't know what to get the kids, Xbox or PS4 or something.
Mm.
And you're like, just get them a football and tell them to fuck off. I don't remember, like, I, soon as a kid, I don't remember, and this sounds like one of those sob stories, but I never had to be bought shit.
Mm.
Like, you know, I got a new pair of, like, fucking, do you remember, like, the first Predators that came out? And I just nearly blew my wee tiny beans. I was just like, they're worried about the house and all, they're fucking insane. And just couldn't wait to, like, play football or something. But now it's like, you know, people gurning because they get their fucking iPad taken off them.
Mm. It's crazy how much has changed, isn't it? And it's hard to not say, fuck, when we were kids, we used to do that, but it's just technology, it's everything moving. I think eventually everybody's just going to be sitting on a recliner, just, there'll be a machine underneath your hole that just wipes it every time you shit.
Yeah.
And you'll just lay there, just pressing,
just
pressing buttons, just shitting and jizzing, just watching your fucking, watching box sets, me Breaking Bad season 24.
It's fucking,
that's what it's going to be.
You really need to, like, I'm glad that when I was younger did like judo and played rugby and stuff, because it gets you into the rhythm of like just not whinging about, you know what I mean, you have to kind of toughen up a bit,
yeah,
sometimes to the point where it's like detrimental to your fucking health, but do you know what I mean, it doesn't hurt you to like just fucking toughen up a wee bit.
I know.
It's
easy now as well for kids to just give up on things and not do things. Like my kids, I brought them to jiu-jitsu once, and after about 2 hours, I says, do you like it? And they're all, that's all right. And I says, we'll go again. Nah. And then, before you know it, you're just at home watching Netflix. Fucking.
You should take them to, what are they doing, jiu-jitsu? Like fucking hit the air and all that shit?
Yeah, just like a bit of boxing and stuff and a bit of just fucking about and just trying to get kids active, I think.
You should have taken them to judo.
Yeah.
Judo's really good because they make it fun when they teach you, you know, like moves with fucking forward roll type shit and Tominagi shit where you put your foot in their belly and like kick them over your head.
Because
when I did judo when I was really young, I sort of did it and then I left and then I went back again when I was a bit older. But it was fun as fuck.
I knew there was a wee lad who used to be in my class and he was in judo, and every year you'd try and like give him the bumps or wedge him for his birthday and you'd just no chance,
couldn't get at him.
He's just a fucking bull. Just
I remember there was a guy who did judo and then I left, but then that guy actually joined our school, you know, when they do that age where like it was a fifth year or something, then you can move schools, and he came and played rugby and he's a fucking demon, just like a wee block, you know, just strong as fuck, couldn't get him over. I remember he like ran over the line to score a try once and just he had his head down and just smashed this guy's face to pieces. The guy came in to tackle him, just head in the face, just nose everywhere. I didn't even want to look at it because all I could hear was people going, oh Jesus.
But yeah, it's loud on YouTube, isn't it?
Huh?
It's loud on YouTube though.
Yeah. Just don't get Kim Kardashian's fucking shitter in it. That is crazy. I never shut up about the fucking Kardashians.
There's another one got her tits out, I think, the past few days. Hey. Some pregnant one. One of them Kardashian fucking gorillas.
Yeah. You know, like Kim Kardashian would not be that hot if she wasn't a fucking millionaire. Like, I was talking to Maureen about it. She does makeup professionally. And she was saying, like, if you look at old photos of her, like, she's got that big Armenian hairy forehead with a gap between her eyebrows and her head was about a fucking inch. And she had to get it all taken back and all.
There was a picture I seen online last week, I think it was on Facebook, of somebody, it must have been just before she got famous, and she looked like something out of Aladdin. Somebody had like compared her with something out of Aladdin.
The blue guy?
It's just disgusting looking now.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, she's literally a workout and a takeaway away from just being a fucking fat shit. But she just manages the whole, I love where we're slagging her.
I know.
Don't get me wrong, I would fucking skewer her like a fucking kebab. But I wouldn't enjoy it, do you know what I mean?
But then people would say to me, like, Joe, who's your favourite celebrity, or who do you think's hot out of all the celebrities? But I think they're all, Joe, like, I think you could turn almost anyone in the world
hot
into that with the right money and the right people. Do you know what I mean?
Fucking Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Like, she was a fucking wee stain.
She was rotten.
And then, but there's just that generic sort of pretty, isn't it? Like, generic, looks good. Got your hair done, got your makeup done professionally, got your teeth fixed, got your tits put in.
There's a system.
And there's some cunt makes you do press ups in the morning. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're a fucking ride. But it's just, it's, I love the way I'm sitting here like a fucking bag of shit slagging on people. But like, what was that? There was a Cheryl Cole song out and she swore in it. Like, she says, she curses in it. And I was just like, I just wanted to be sick. I don't know why. Because the song was dog shit and then she just, something fucking. And I was like, what? Why did you have to curse in there? Because you're a badass? Or did someone else write that song for you and you just fucking said it?
Of course they did. But I think if I had been a girl in this day and age, I'd be a big ride. Like, I genuinely think that. I think it's just a wee system that you have to, do you know what I mean? To look good. It's so easy, I think, for girls now.
Yeah,
especially with the likes of Instagram and,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You go to the gym twice a week and get your hair done, do your eyebrows and...
Because Maureen works in a makeup place, and there's people she would show me on her Instagram that she knows to, like, they do makeup, not necessarily in there, but like, she'll go, look at this girl's face, and you see the face and she's like, you know, makeup all done nice, pretty hot face or whatever, but she didn't capture the edge of her face where she has 14 chins and her shoulders are higher than her ears, and then you keep going back and she looks like a fucking sofa. And you're like, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
And then you get that other cunt, fucking, what's her name, Jen Selter or whatever. No one knows what her face looks like. She just sticks her fucking hole out.
Yeah.
4 million followers on Instagram. Why?
I know.
Why are people wanting to follow her? Because she's got her arse out a bit. Mate, Google arse and you can see people, what, fucking octopuses in them, like I was telling you about before.
Snicker balls.
Why do you have that many followers? Because of your arse? And it's not even like a, you know, like a big fucking rap video arse. It's just like, she's done some squats and she's in good shape. Which I'm not even sure if I'm into. I got a six pack, really?
I know. But I think it's so easy for women nowadays, do you know what I mean? I think if you...
We sound like, you know, like...
Why can't T.I. men no looking back.
No one takes me out to do my teeth anymore.
Just get a gym membership and don't eat more than 4 takeaways a week. And chances are you can ride half the lads in a nightclub, like...
Oh, girls can get read by anyone.
Yeah. Big time.
And it's weird because... it is weird. They could just decide, like, I just want to get the ride tonight and I'll get it. No worries.
You ever see Facebook too where there's, like, attractive girls who put up a Facebook status and it gets, like, 70, 80, 90 likes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you put up something, like a joke or something that you think, oh, this is going to fucking kill... And you get like 4 likes and they're sitting there just
with their hair done
talking about Hollyoaks or something. Yeah.
It's because they're fucking hot. Do you ever go to your suggested friends and it's all slutty girls?
Yeah. Because
that's all people are adding. Like, oh, there's this girl with her tits half out. What age is she? 14? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It drives you mad. Like. But then again, there's no reason or rhyme to like a Facebook thing. Especially when you're a comedian, you're trying to do funny shit. Sometimes I'll just say a thing that I wasn't even... I just said a thing because I was sitting waiting on something to happen and I did a tweet or something. And I just out of nowhere, it'll get loads of traction, whereas something you think is funny, just no one gives a fuck about it.
Yeah, something you've actually put effort in.
Yeah, so you don't know. You just never know. If I didn't have to promote shit and didn't do comedy, I don't know if I'd have a Facebook.
Yeah, I'm the same, I think, yeah.
Because it's... I can't imagine spending as much time as I do on it and not having anything to do on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I have a fuck... it's a, there's that many fucking pages and stuff I have. It's a nightmare now to be like, oh, fuck, I have to post in 6 pages here.
Mm.
Pain in the hole.
I know what you mean, though. It's just shite, isn't it? You just go on, you just read. It's just... like, you meet someone in the street now and you know everything about them. And they're like, oh, I'm just back from Tenerife, and you're all I know. I've fucking seen the photos you put on a couple of hours ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You tweet every day or Facebook every day about it. It's like, it's just killing conversation, I think, now to...
but the do you ever, like, media. Do you have people that, on your Facebook that you would sort of see? You would see their shit all the time, and then you would see them in public or something, and it's just, like, weird then? Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
There's most people I see on Facebook all the time that joke people that post all the time.
Yeah.
I just ignore them in public because you've nothing to talk about. You've seen them. You see them every fucking day.
Yeah. Weird.
Like even some of my best mates that I maybe haven't seen in about a year, and because you see them posting all the time on Facebook, you just feel like you know everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it probably all goes back to the technology thing where down the line everything will just be up to the fucking. Your fingertips.
Yeah.
You'll just be sitting there just pressing buttons and nobody will talk to anyone and evolution will just go backwards.
Yeah. It's fucked up. You went deep there, Sean.
Didn't I?
I don't even know how to recover from that shit.
I say that while recording a podcast, don't I?
Jesus. But you see, what you were talking about, it's the bad end of it.
Yeah.
But stuff like this is like the good part of it, if you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me check that fucking phone. Mickey said he won't be long. Says that to his girlfriend, hey? Yeah, there's things like I listen to a lot of podcasts because people that you do want to listen to can now just do their own shit and you go straight to it.
Mm.
Rather than like, oh, this guy's on the radio at fucking 7 to 8. I'm going to have to sit down and listen to it. Mm. You just, people do their own shit and you listen to it whenever you want. Yeah. I do, like I'm sure there's people sitting and listen, wait for these podcasts. I know there is, because they'll be like, is that podcast gone up today? And you're like, will you give me a fucking minute?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm under contract, being paid $100,000 a week to do it.
I know. Like, it used to be as well.
I'll do it after my dinner.
You would see, like, someone who was going to be on a radio show, and you were like, oh, he's my favourite singer, or whatever, I'll tune into that.
Yeah.
But you'd have to tune into the whole radio show. Whereas yeah, like, now somebody just tweets and goes, I'll be on air in 5 minutes. And you're like, fucking sweet. I'll tune in for 20 minutes and then...
My fucking dream, right? My dream would be to keep podcasting. You see, the thing was, like, see, we had those Audio Picnic podcasts. They were popular as fuck.
Mm.
Like, they were... I don't know whether they were, like, monthly or something. Or we tried to do them every week. Or I don't know what it was. But they were getting, like, serious fucking... listens. They were getting maybe like, you know, 30,000 fucking things per episode or whatever. But like, it's, I would love to get something like that going again, doing a podcast, doing it regularly, because like I could do one a week, but I would double the amount of listeners very quickly if I did one a day.
Yeah
because if you regularly did shit like every, you know, if you, you know, like fucking Opie and Anthony in America, do you ever seem to hear that? It's like satellite radio, so it goes out in the morning, but you have to subscribe to it, so they're all fucking and blinding, and like they've all sorts of shit going on, all crazy games and all. But you listen to it in the morning, and it's hugely popular.
Mm.
Like, I'd love to do something that was quite regular that eventually would gain traction and get like sponsored and stuff like that, where you could just have guests and you had somewhere where you were based, like a wee studio shit.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because that would be the ideal output for like fucking comedians.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go in and talk. You don't have to do work. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking sit and film shit all day.
You plug gigs. You talk about
recent
gigs. You talk about stuff that's going on. But yeah, there's no reason why you can't do that as well.
No, exactly. I'd love to. That's what I would love to do down the line.
Mm-hmm. I said with my. The podcast that I hosted there for a while, I'm thinking of bringing it back, but I might bring it back in a live setting where I would record it in a coffee shop and have it like it's a mini event, so that the person that I'm interviewing or talking to, they would tweet about it or whatever in advance and say to their fans, like, I'm going to be in such and such coffee shop at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
we're going to be having a live chat, come in, get a coffee, fucking pull a chair up, and we'll just sit and just have a chat just like this, but with people maybe in chairs just in front of you.
Yeah,
and then just probably like what you and Mickey did as well in the black box.
Yeah,
but just maybe not with microphones and stuff, but just have it in the corner of a coffee shop.
Yeah,
and good,
there's always the element of involving the public, which is slightly dangerous.
Yeah,
as we find out, like, we were sitting doing that thing the other day, and I don't mind people talking at all, but it got to the point where you're like, mate, you do know this is being recorded, and all we're doing is talking to you, who the people can't hear,
because
we're talking down a fucking microphone. I fucking blah, blah. The guy's just sitting there smoking a fucking round of e-cigarettes inside, blowing the shit all over the place. And I said something to him, and then just kicked off this fucking chat. And I think they left eventually because I don't know.
Did you make up the audience in any way? Did you have like a microphone that went out for them to ask questions and stuff?
I haven't even fully sat down and listened to it yet because I had the line out of the mixer. This is interesting tech talk now. I had the line out of the mixer. Going into the computer, which was recording live, but I think the computer was using like a built-in mic too, so it was picking up a load of crowd type shit.
Right.
But luckily I had that recording at the back. Yeah, it was recording at the back, so like I did get just the whole atmosphere and the mic set, and it was like up high, so it wasn't down in the crowd, it was sitting on top of like a fridge thing. So I'm hoping it picked it up on that, because the other one was a bit raspy, but
yeah,
it might be alright. That's just the first go, just to sort of let people get used to it or whatever.
Yeah, it's something you should do more of as well.
Graham Watson loved it. He was just like, you do it every fucking month. That's really brilliant. Like, it was really good crack.
Yeah. Would it benefit more, do you think, having more people as well?
Guests? Well, yeah, but they would have to do like an actual guest spot. So I don't think three people could be jumping around on mic.
Right, right.
Because even with me and Mickey, it was a bit like talking over each other a wee bit. Mm-hmm. So you would have to just me and him talk shit, and then someone come up, do a bit, and then go off again, and then the second half do like stand-up.
Yeah.
I think would work the best.
It's brilliant though, we should definitely do more.
Yeah, no, I think I will. I'm actually going to try and just get, because I know Lavery's is twice a month, and then next year I might just book them maybe once a month, because we got a good crowd that time. But if there was half the amount of people, it would still be doable. It would still be good crack.
Definitely, yeah.
So, because ideally you want people in it, but you don't want it like too packed, because then it becomes like
a show more or less, rather than
a show. Just it becomes a bit rowdy when it should just be like a real casual sort of shit talk thing. But the people that come out seem to really like it, and it didn't seem like. Cheeky to be like, oh yeah, you pay fucking £5 in to just listen to Fast Talk shit. Like, it really was funny and a lot of laughs, and it was long enough and then stand up at the end, so it did feel like a show rather than just, do you want to come and fucking watch these cunts talking bollocks to each other?
Brilliant.
Oh, the guy from Lost walking past there.
Yeah.
So you gonna start up your podcast again? Yeah
I think so, yeah.
Why'd you stop it? Just
because of the Fringe coming up, and
just had famous people to talk to.
No, I think there's at least another 100, 150 people I could talk to. I have a list like of people.
I left the day we did it, but and you were clearly like, yeah, wrap it up here because I have to go and talk to a real actor. He's really famous.
Oh yeah, that's right. Fucking hell. Yeah. But just
David Mead was like, oh, I wanted to hear more, and I was like, well, Sean has bigger fish to fry, I'm afraid.
But I've always left it open as well, where I can come back and speak to people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could easily do another one with you. I could do another one with David Mead and stuff. And
yeah.
But I don't know. See, in a way, this sort of bored me as well. Like, it was nice meeting people and getting an insight into what they do and how they got to where they are, and like what advice they would give to people. Because like your wee lad William Hamilton, who we gigged with recently, he says to me, he listened to a couple of them and they really benefited him when he was trying to get into comedy. So that was good. Like, so it does have an impact. Like, certain, if people do listen to them, then they will get out of it. You know, like, I try and ask the questions.
Showbiz
yeah.
In Northern Ireland.
But I'll see what happens. Like, but I might change the name of it. I don't like the Sean Does Coffee. I don't like that. I might change the name of it to something else.
Do you want to take that call and we'll pause it and pick it up when Mickey gets here?
Is that right?
Aye. And we're back. Mickey's arrived.
Yep.
Dressed all wintery.
All wintery and nice and fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Like a Marxies ad.
Yeah.
I feel like a Marxies ad, aye. John Lewis dressed as a penguin.
Do you want a mulled wine, do you?
Nah, don't.
Do you seen the Sainsbury's
ad? Mulled wine is. The World War One one? That's World War One. As in bits.
The Nazis.
Fucking bits.
Nazis versus rest of the world.
It wasn't Nazis.
Football match. Tops off.
Shirts versus skins.
I know what.
Skinheads. Yeah.
This is such a fucking crowbar end of a joke here because I wrote about it in The Best Thing We Do. But that ad's for Sainsbury's, so it's like, what are you shopping for in Sainsbury's?
Footballs and guns.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, love. Got you. Paddy Alberts,
or the Blackadder DVD?
Oh my god! No, I would have said something really funny there. Had I remember Jack and Jill? Fuck
Jack and Jill.
Yeah, you know the Sandler film where it was like,
oh, fuck,
he played both parts.
That must have been a piss take. I don't think that was a real movie.
No, I think he must have went, let's make the shittest thing ever.
Because he was did. Like, remember, like in Funny People, where he takes a piss out of his own movies.
Yeah,
it's like he went, let's make a feature length.
Pile of shit.
Of one of those fucking things.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Do you know it's Sean's birthday?
I know. I had no idea. I Facebooked him. Mm. Said happy birthday, back.
I didn't know. Did I?
Yeah, you did.
31.
You sent me that cake like, thing, sure. Yeah. I know. It's awful.
You look fantastic for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I told somebody in London.
You look great for 31 and I look just borderline unbelievable for 28.
I look great for 47. Like I said, I was 27 at a gig in London the other night, and the crowd laughed harder at that than any of my jokes. And my jokes are fucking good.
Do you know what? Keel shakes, you can't.
What?
Keel shakes.
What's keel shake? A shake
with keel in it. I got the keel shakes.
Is keel a type of chocolate?
Then no.
Keel farm? Biscuits?
Keel plat.
30. Did you do anything for your birthday?
Yeah, I went away for the weekend. It was good. They want to book the hotel and stuff like, so I took the kids down.
Bucking.
Mickey's here.
Right, I hear hotel, I always think, oh, bit of bucking.
Went to Ulster American Folk Park, and then we just went out for dinner and went to the hotel. We swim pool and stuff in it, like, so.
Where's the hotel?
Killyhaven. Yeah.
In Skillen?
Yeah,
it's a nice.
So spot.
It's
nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Any gig I've done there has been great.
Yeah.
Well, they have a plaque that says "Colin Geddes shot here once."
Aye, and then they have a plaque,
and it's over the Mickey Bartlett.
No, because the Mickey Bartlett one is right above Enniskillen. Saying Mickey Bartlett check it because I shat all over Enniskillen.
Do you know what it's called now? Geddeskillen.
No, it's not. It's not. It's called Ennis Mickey. That's what's called.
In his Mickey.
Yeah.
In his Mickey. It's funny the way.
Where do you put it? In his Mickey?
Is that out of where, Sean?
I don't know.
We're getting the bleeps. We're going to go do Armin Khan's Rappuccino show.
He doesn't know yet.
I told him that.
I do.
That's us all just getting tagged now. We're all getting notifications.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, is anyone pleasing here?
I love the way he says faggots like it's nothing. I know I said it earlier, but it was in context and I said it.
Aye.
He's just like, hey faggots, I'm just doing a show. Alright, my name's, see you later. Mate, you do know you're white from fucking Oma.
I have to go and take a call.
What's that?
It's his landlord.
Close that door, I don't have to hear you talk business to.
Hello?
Sounds like he's brought a fucking metal detector, doesn't he? Off the organ.
What ringtone will I pick? Bomb about to go off.
I'm way out of Belfast here, am I? The big smoke. Bring your metal detector, love.
I know. Unbelievable. So it was worth waiting on Mickey for the fucking four minutes that he was here.
Yeah, just slagging me about my kids.
The way of talking business to the big dogs.
I said,
the puppet masters, pulling the strings.
A pilot or I can see him here.
Getting a pilot. What? Let's make up a show for Mickey, right? What's Mickey's ideal show?
Well, first of all, it has to be about him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It has to be about Mickey. It's on, though. Nobody knows when it's on. It just comes on and Mickey could be fucked, like.
It's on when it suits him.
Yeah.
Each episode's 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
And they play them all back to back. 1:45 on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Zero effort was put in. It was shot in one camera, one take.
He doesn't have to promote it online.
No.
Somebody will have to do it on his behalf.
No, I think he would suit something like, and I think it already exists, like Dave Attell did Dave's Old Porn, where he reviewed like vintage porn. But Mickey needs to do like, you know, something like Mickey's Wank Review or something, like, and he gives it like 4 splats out of 5, and he just talks about porn.
Just like, where's the best place he's had a wank? And
yeah, and it's a mixture of that techniques and him demonstrating like ninja weapons. Have you seen that? You need to check that out. There's like the make's called Cold Steel Knives, and they make, you know, like ornamental, but they really work like swords. And it's just this fat guy in a shirt and tie, like sweating clean through it, cutting through fucking like pigs, you know, like a pig carcass, so you get the butchers, yeah, like, yeah. Shing, just cutting through it, sweating, like he's done it 100 times that day.
Doing what? Like, is it just showing you the different knives and swords? Yeah, the guy's like, what?
This is a medieval longsword. What you want in a longsword is good penetration. And then he stabs a garage door and it goes straight through, and he's like, there you go, it's got good penetration. And then he like fucking cuts a foam block in half, and he's like, there you go, in case you ever need to cut a foam block. Fucking it's hell. Got good penetration.
And it's a TV show? Real?
No, it's like YouTube videos, but they, but it's a real company that sells real knives, but the just these nerds are like, this is the sword from Game of Thrones. Shing! And he's near as a fucking stroke doing it.
Do what I YouTubed last week for about 4 hours. How to like, how to kill and skin animals and eat them.
Have you ever seen Meat Eater? The show?
Meat Eater? Don't think so.
Oh, mate.
Is that basically
what it is? Don't know it at all.
Yeah.
Meat Eater with Steve Rinell. He'd shoot a different thing each week and just skin the fuck out of it.
Brilliant.
And cook it. There's cooking specials where he's like, here's what you do when you've killed like a wild boar. It's great shit. Like, one
that's
of them,
right up my street.
It's a, oh, I love it. Yeah. I'd love to go hunting. I'd love to go and kill like a fucking deer and then just come back with all the fucking meat, like 250 pounds of fucking meat, and just eat it over the year.
I went deer hunting about 3 years ago, 4 years ago with my mate, and went out all day. Fucking Joe, you had to be super quiet. You had to be all camouflage gear and stuff. Never even seen a deer. And the next week, he took my brother out. The right 5 minutes, bang, shot a deer, brought it home. Fucking about 500 pound of meat on it.
Didn't even get his boots wet.
No.
I just pulled on the car like, nah.
Yeah. Out the car window, the fucking rifle, bang. Game over.
Unbelievable. I'd love to do that.
I'd think 4 in the morning.
I'd rather get a pig though, I think. Like a,
yeah.
I don't know where you'd have to go to get a wild boar, like, but deer. I like, have you ever had venison?
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice, like, it's nice.
Times, yeah.
But I'd rather shoot a pig, I think.
Yeah.
Had a wild boar sausage once near came my pants.
The markets, no.
I actually bought it in a market like that, but it was in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And bought a packet of them. Mickey was there. He bought them, actually. And he had to leave before we got to eat them. But I was a bit like, wild boar, it's weird. But then when you actually tasted them, it was just like a tube of steak. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. It's weird how when you're eating something like that, or venison, or whatever, you're thinking, no, fuck, I'm eating a deer. But then you're eating other meat, like you're fucking, like you're a hunger striker. Do you know what I mean? You're just throwing it in there going, oh.
See, to be honest, just a sausage. I would eat anything if it was cooked. Like, there's very few things I wouldn't try.
Mm.
There's certain things I don't like lamb. I don't fucking like lamb.
Yeah.
I'd love to, but I just, every time I eat it, I'm just like, I don't like the taste of it for some reason.
Duck's unbelievable.
Duck's the shit. I'll eat the dirtiest shit ever though, like beef jerky and fucking disgusting shit. I was addicted to fucking like tins of mackerel there for a while. Just open it and fuck. No, smelling like it's a finger of 100 corpses. What is that smell?
Is there questions or what? Do we have to go soon? See if there's any questions.
It's keeping that phone close to the fucking thing is annoying. Can you load them up and put it on flight mode?
Yeah, I should be able to. Let me see.
Let's get the questions from. Did we get questions? I have my phone over there.
I don't know.
Fucking check. Should have got a few, look. I did a post and tagged you in it, so you should be.
Right.
Questions. Do you enjoy doing podcasts, Sean?
Me? Is this...
When's your next gig? Do you want to plug your next gig?
Do you know I don't have anything really coming up?
You're not?
No. First time...
Free till Christmas?
Yeah. First time in ages. Right, I'm on flight mode here.
Do you know the first year I did comedy?
Mm-hmm.
December, there was 2 days I didn't have a gig.
Really?
Do you believe that? There was like Boxing Day and Christmas Day and maybe one other day, and had a gig every other fucking day.
Hell.
Of some sort.
That's crazy. Right.
Got questions?
Patrick McIlroy, why is Gregory Campbell such a cunt all the time? Answer that.
He just is. He's the one. Did you not hear that? Like in Stormont, they do, like if Sinn Féin are talking, they'll do their fucking address in English and then in Irish.
No.
And they have some, I don't know what the term is even in English, but it's something like, you know, ladies and gentlemen of the house and blah, 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 and speakers and all that shit. And whatever it is, sounds a bit like curry, my yogurt, something, can of cola. Right? Which I was saying to Mickey, if I can't speak Irish, but if he said something in Irish and I repeated it and it sounded like that, you'd piss yourself, it'd be funny as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're in Stormont and you're like, just fucking do your job, you cunts, for whatever you're getting paid every year. And it's turned into like a bickering match, so he's like, curry my yogurt, blah, blah, blah. And all the fucking prods piss themselves laughing. And then the fucking Sinn Féin girl's just like, well, that doesn't even fucking justify an answer. And then she sits down, makes a fucking petrol bomb. And then nothing gets done that day. Like, it's just so
They're just school kids, it's aren't so they? Just, I know. Curry my yogurt sounds like a brilliant innuendo, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just yogurt. Sitting in the night and fucking currying my yogurt. Right. Renata Poxtetite, what do you think about Victoria's Secret Show 2014? Ed Sheeran is one of the singers to perform live on stage, but does he fit the picture? Is this girl actually tweeted the right show or what?
Let me see. Renata Poxtetite. That's a mouthful. I bet you it's really easy to say, but we're retards. What do you think about Victoria's Secret Show 2000? I didn't see it. Is that just a load of women and knickers?
I don't know what that means.
Perform live on stage. Does he fit the picture? Not really.
Is that
really.
The fashion show?
Ed Sheeran is an ugly cunt. There's no two ways about it. Like,
yeah.
But he writes some decent shit. I don't mind. Do you remember that? They showed the clip from the RTE fucking toy show thing. And the wee girl was like, loved Ed Sheeran. And you're just thinking like, that's not a bad thing to be into when you're that age. Like, you could be into much worse shit. Like, he's actually fucking good. Not my cup of tea, but he writes, you know what I mean? Like, he writes fucking decent songs. Rather than just going, I love One Direction. And I don't know, I'm not sure what I want yet, but in about a year's time, I'll know that it's semen from all five of them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I just want to scream, I don't know, I just like them. And then shortly, ridiculous. How weird is, what do you call the main one? Harry, how weird is he going to look when he ages a bit?
Mm.
He's got that like baby face and he's just going to be like wrinkly baby face.
I heard none of them talk to each other. They all, well, some of them do the like big fallout and stuff and they travel separately on different planes and stuff.
It happens anywhere, but I'm sure you put up with it for millions of pounds and an endless conveyor belt of shaven baldy quim.
All underage, but...
Yeah, undeveloped.
Shaven baldy quim. Would you shit yourself in public for 100k? Try 1k. I'd shit myself in public. Does he mean shit yourself as in just do a shit on the pavement or...
Just in your pants.
Or shit yourself in your pants.
If you were doing like a secret sort of hidden camera thing, I would just walk out the street, shit in your pants, run back in the place, get changed.
Yeah. I used to work in a nursing home and...
I'm about to shit my pants right now for free.
You are.
In your house.
I used to work in a nursing home and there was like... adult nappies all the time and I was just so tempted to just try and bring one home sometime and just wear it one day just when I'm home alone.
Was it you told me the story? I know this is probably not the sort of story. Was it you or Phil? Did Phil just do sort of the same job as you?
He worked in the hospital.
Was it you told me about the guy laughing and or sneezing or something?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
Oh my god, I never laughed this hard in my life.
Just cleaning a guy and...
I was like, never so jealous of someone. Like, I was like, you do one-liners. And I was like, I would fucking kill for that as a bit of stand-up.
I was cleaning him and he had already shit like a fucking... out of dead pizza, right? It was just everywhere. And halfway through cleaning him, he farted. But when he farted, it made him laugh so hard that he just fucking exploded out his hole. It was one of the most horrible experiences ever. Shit went... everywhere, like, do you know, like Mr. Bean when he like covers his whole apartment with newspaper?
And then so he's just laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's funny as fuck.
Everywhere.
I always think, like, you know, I've never done it, but if you were just shitting and just like sneezed during your shit, just have the rest of it fly out like a fucking.
I heard of like a sex story one time, I think it was in a newspaper I read it, where a fella. And his girlfriend were getting it on and the girl's mate came in and she got her mate to join in, and the two of them were going to town on the boy's fucking knob, and your boy was just about to come, and he sneezed, farted, and came all the exact same time. He says the two girls just pissed themselves laughing, and he was just left to fucking...
That's amazing.
Jizz all over their bodies.
You ever had a threesome?
No.
I'm not even sure if I'd be into it.
No. It's not for me, like.
I'd rather bang one in one room and then walk to the next room and bang her rather than have to deal with them at the same time.
Just shower in the middle.
Yeah.
Straight in.
Yeah, they can have a shower if they want.
Stephen McGonagall, who's Sean Hegarty? So,
some other funny cunt there, was it?
Leave it there. When do you think you'll upload your first stand-up comedy special? Also, have you seen Joe Rogan's new special, Ryan McLaughlin?
I don't know. I actually have my show filmed from the Fringe. Pro shot, like.
Right.
But it's just not good. So I just fucking...
What do you mean not good?
I just don't think the way that show was done that year with the videos and stuff that it comes across well. Because the way, you know, like the way most Edinburgh shows are done, it's like a theme.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense by itself, if you know what I mean.
But would you not just record the, or would you not just edit the stand-up bits?
I might just put a few bits out, but yeah, again, it's working, it can't be arsed.
Yeah. Would you not do that and then edit the videos in that you had on?
Well, I would, yeah, but the videos are already up. Plus, it's right. Always shit. The intro looks good because someone filmed me coming in and, like, I didn't know it was being filmed, so it looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in. It's not professional in the slightest.
Really,
Mickey's out there. I'm pissing it.
Mickey here?
Yeah, he's on a phone. Business call. Like
he's
the
making
back.
Big business calls.
That's it.
His mum. What's for dinner, chips, mum? What was the rest of that question?
Joe Rogan's new special.
It's alright, look.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's a bit, yeah, because he's hard to take seriously, because on his webs or on his podcast, he's so like, yeah, fucking smoke a lot of weed and space and aliens.
Yeah.
And then you hear that, and it's just, he's trying to be wacky when you know he's like quite a serious, fucking intense guy.
Yeah. He's fucking crazy jujitsu too, isn't he? And, yes. MMA, like, he's hardcore in that, like.
Yeah, well, he's, I'm pretty sure he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, gi and no gi, and also the other one, what's it, taekwondo.
I wonder, is Goldberg in Denahan, or is he just like the fucking Julian Simmons of the organisation? Is he?
Yeah, right. Wrestler.
Brilliant.
Choking cunts, he's about 60. Is that the end of the questions?
Yeah, that's it.
Fuck's sake, man. What have we done there? 17 minutes, I'm sure we'll get something like that. We'll have to go and do this other fucking shit here.
Yeah. Go to this radio show.
You up for that? You good banter?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We'll have to eat 4 Mars bars. Just
designated to... driver.
Right.
Cheers.
Go. Cheers, Sean.
Twitter. Whatever.
Follow Sean _ Hegarty. Is it? @ Sean _ Hegarty.
Yeah.
And keep an eye out for Sean. What is it? Sean Does Coffee.
But I'll be changing the name. Just look out.
Sean Does Tea, maybe.
Yeah.
Not even a big fan of coffee.
Sean does cold drinks in the summer.
Yeah, Sean does mojitos. Right, take her easy. Mickey's out making business calls so he can go fuck himself. Probably will do. See you later.